grilling the guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Yeah, we're here to light your fire. We're the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM every Saturday from 9 to 11 on the big stick in sports, 50,000 watts, coming out of Greenville, Michigan, shooting all over Lower Michigan. This is sports for Lower Michigan, and on Saturday, it's sports grilling, microbrews, fine wines, and a couple of knuckleheads called the Grilling Guys. Thanks for joining in, checking with us. Jop is off today. My name is Barbecue Bob. Jop is off. He just called in, but he lost his signal. He has his wife has got a little medical procedure going on today, so our prayers go out to Judy Joppy. We're all pulling for her, and she's doing fine, so that's great. But anyway, I was talking with Jop about February 4th, 3rd, 4th, 5th. We're going to be up in Indian River, and on the 4th, we're going to do our show from a place called the 211 Bar and Grill. And on the live line, the grilling line right now, we've got Matt and Barb Pacella, the owners of the 211 Bar and Grill. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, thanks for checking in with us.
Yeah, it's a great morning up here, man. We got about a foot of snow, and the sun's shining, and everybody's kind of going a little bit crazy up here with some new snow. So
I bet there's some snow machines running.
Yeah, they all fired them up last night, and a lot of people up from downstate, and everything's good. The bar's busy, and we're ready.
Oh, that's a fun place to snowmobile. I just love your neck of the woods. You've got some of the most beautiful lakes in the world, and, I mean, your restaurant and bar sits right on the edge of Black Lake, which is one of the best-kept, honestly, the best-kept secrets in Michigan. Most people have heard of Black Lake, and they don't have a clue where it's at. Tell us where you're at.
Well, the 211 Bar and Grill is right at the front of the Onaway State Park, which was on Black Lake, and that's where the sturgeon, actually, that's where they register, one of the spots they register for the sturgeon drawing and all that. But and the Onaway State Park's one of the older parks here in Michigan, so I think it's the second oldest park in Michigan. So, but anyways, we're right at the end of M211 North. It dead ends right at the Onaway State Park, and that's where the bar is. And we got, there's a gas station here for gas, and well, that's where the fun is.
Wow, that's great. So anyway, this Sturgeon Festival happens every year. It's the first Saturday in February. And I was talking with the DNR before I got a hold of you. My friend Rick Serrata, who's got a cottage on Black Lake, he runs Cumulus for Lansing. He's the new big man over there for all the Cumulus stations in Lansing. So anyway, he's our hookup, and he's the one that talked me into doing this crazy thing. But I've always been kind of mesmerized by sturgeon, and they're just such a wonderful creature. But apparently, they're going to issue like 5 permits. So after 5 sturgeon are caught, then the gig is up.
Well, from what I understand, it's 7.
Oh, is it 7 this year?
With John George, he owns New Way Stoves. That they put them in ice fishing shanties, the hunting shanties. He knows a little bit more about the sturgeon. I'll let him tell you a little bit about their how many they're raffling or whatever they got going there.
All right.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great.
As far as the information on the sturgeon, I know of the following Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, they're coming out with the regulations and the quotas. So as far as the actual number, I don't think that's been decided on yet, just so everybody knows out there.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about sturgeon. I mean, they allow them, let's say they catch 5 to 10. They're pretty tricky to catch, for one thing. Number two, the whole weekend is just going to be a rip anyway. Everybody goes up there to snowmobile and have fun. At the 211, that Friday night, I mean, we're going to come up there and we're going to hang out with you guys at the 211, and we're going to try and bring as many of our friends up there as we can, because we roll with some really cool people. Let me just tell you that right now. So what's going to go on?
I hope they like smoked food, you know, because we do smoke our own ribs, and we're smoking fanatics as far as that goes. We do old pulled pork overnight and do the whole shot. So
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Our, you guys are into that, so I think we're going to hit it off just fine. And
our friends are all pretty spoiled on the barbecue food, so that's
know,
one
I'm,
of the
I'm,
reasons
I've got some tough guys here, so well, they'll enjoy it, though. Friday nights, weekends here always rock, and it's always a good time here. It's kind of an iconic type of a place, you know.
Well, you know, with a little luck, do you have a piano there?
No, we don't have a piano.
I was going to say, if you had somebody on the piano, we could maybe get Jop to sing for you or something.
We have a lot of animals and sturgeon and muskies and pike and all that kind of stuff, but we don't have no pianos. Got a Wolverine here, but no pianos.
Well, you'll have a couple Spartans up there that night.
Yeah, right.
We'll bring our kazoos.
Exactly. So now you guys are going to be here Friday night, eh?
Yeah, we're coming in Friday night, and we're going to roll in with our posse, and then Saturday morning we're going to do our show from there, and then jump on some sleds and go out and check out the whole event during the day and just basically have fun out on the ice and buzzing around the snow and seeing your beautiful little neck of the woods, because, I mean, honestly, I just love that part of Michigan, and I've talked to people all the time who've never been up there, and I can't even describe adequately enough how gorgeous it is up there. No matter what season it is, those lakes are so big. People don't realize that. I mean, like Black Lake, how big is that thing?
Black Lake's just over 10,000 acres.
That's,
so, you know, I mean, it's
huge.
It's, I think, the seventh largest lake in Michigan, so... it's comparable to Black or Burt as far as, you know, size goes. It is a beautiful spot. The trail system's awesome. We got good ride, and the scenery's great. Got a lot of nice bars and restaurants to ride to, so I think it'll be good. John here is going to have his shanty out there with his stove in there, New Way stoves in there. So for you guys, when you get cold... he's going to let you guys get in there and sit in the hole there and see if you guys can spot some stuff.
Well, that sounds like fun. We're going to be staying at the Hometown Inn in Indian River. Excellent place. They've got 49 rooms. I think you can get a room there for, like, starting at around $69. It's right off the freeway, right in Indian River. It's a great place. Fireplace in the lobby, the whole deal. Great place to go. If you want to get a room, call Christy O'Mara, the general manager at the Hometown Inn. And it's right near the exit. It's in Indian River. Their number is 231-238-3000. Tell them you're hanging with the Grilling Guys, and they're going to put together a package deal for you. I think she said, like, you can get a room if you're with us for, like, $69. Don't hold me to it, but... we put this together in the last couple days, and, of course, I just finalized this deal with you yesterday. So, Matt, you and Barb are going to have some fun. I hope you can handle this.
Oh, I'm sure we can. Hey, are you bringing you got a traveling smoker that you trail behind you, or what?
Well, I do, but, you know, that's a good question. I don't know if I'm going to bring it up that far or not. I'm kind of looking forward to snowmobiling and not having to sit behind a grill.
Yeah, that's my job for the day.
There you go.
Hey, no, I tell you, we should head it off good. We everything on your website there is awesome. We like good wine. We like good beer. We like smoking pulled pork, and we like having a good time in snowmobile. So you
gonna
guys
be fun.
Enjoy it up here with the fishing. I think the lake is just absolutely beautiful. Would you like me to send you a picture and you put it on your website of the lake today?
That'd be great. We gotta wrap it up. We're hitting a hard stop here, but Matt from 211 Bar and Grill on Black Lake, we're gonna see you in a couple weeks, February 4th.
Okay, sounds good. See ya.
Thanks for calling in. All right, this is the Grilling Guys. We'll be right back.
Your perfection for infection, like a fool, I never thought to question.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.